Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crimehouse Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the South Florida High School Sports Show on FM 104.3 WQAM. Florida's most in-depth coverage of high school sports.
Sponsored by UHealth, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute's physicians deliver the precision of academic medicine to every pro, adult, and youth athlete. For your best recovery, go with pro-level expert care. Recover your game at UHealthSports.com.
Yes, sir. Welcome to our Thanksgiving show. And we are here. I'm Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, up until 9 o'clock. And I'll tell you the truth. I never even noticed that my name's not even on the introduction. It used to be. But I guess when you go FM, that thing that changes. And you can't be here 17 years now without having your name in the introduction. But whatever it is, you know the product, and we are here with you every week. Not necessarily at this time, although it has been the last couple of weeks, and then next week we'll be on Thursday for just an hour as a lead-in to, I believe, the Panthers or the Heat, one or the other, whatever it is. And then the next week is state championship week, and If we are scheduled Monday or Tuesday, I'll be with you. But if not, our good friend Alex Donnell will be sitting in as the state championships will be held here in South Florida on the week of the 8th, 15th, like I say, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th. So it'll be 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th. But leading up to that, we have a lot going on. And as I said, every year, for the last, I guess, 15 years that we've been on, whether it be WQAM or Waxy or whatever it was, but definitely in this seat now for 16 straight years. And we had our Thanksgiving show. And we have a great show tonight, and we'll let you know about that in just a few minutes. As right now, things are dwindling down in all phases of football. NFL's hitting the, week 11, 12 in that area. Now we have some three Thanksgiving games on this week, which will be neat. Always like that. Be Packers and the Lions. I used to remember coming home to try to get that NFL game on at 12:30 with the Lions, and they always were horrible. And you would think, what are these people wasting their time on Thanksgiving morning / afternoon in Detroit? But it's become a tradition, and this year it's an important game, really important. It's a conference game. It's a division game. against the Packers, the hated Packers. And if you look up in that division, the Chicago Bears are in first place. How about that? A lot of people, and it just, for all of you naysayers to Cam Ward, oh, he's not this, and what a waste of a pick. Let me remind you that Caleb Williams 2 years ago was in that same boat, and everybody in the NFL and all those experts, he's the worst pick. The worst pick of the, yeah, yeah, looks like he's the worst pick. Okay, he's got them in first place, and I suspect when you put a few people around Cam Ward, he'll be right there too. You could see him picking up the NFL game more and more. His rookie mistakes happen, but they're happening less. Listen, they played the second-best team, and I know Trevor's going to have a heart attack that his Eagles aren't the second-best team, but he played the second-best team in Seattle the other day. Yes, the Rams are one, Seattle's two, Trevor.
Keep it down I know over there.
Stafford but, won no MVP yet.
No MVP yet. But, and he did pretty well, you know, and our guy Xavier Restrepo got in, caught a few balls. And why not? They're 1-10. You know, I mean, they're gunning for that first pick, and they'll probably get it. But, you know, that again. But that's the thing, because if you start wheeling and dealing, and that's I've noticed this, that if you're down for any length of time and you have those first few picks, either you pick those picks or you parlay those picks and trade them away and get a few more picks. And that's how you build the team and you get free agency. And before you know it, you know, being a Ram fan, I mean, I watched them for years, you know, kind of toil in the 10-6 area, you know, 9-7 area, and always got that mid-level pick. Then all of a sudden, you know, you strike gold in the free agent market and you get a really good quarterback who may be 37, but still. And that's a word to the Dolph fans down here that things can turn around, but they have to turn around. They have to have people to turn them around. And I had a big discussion about this last week with somebody who lives up, you know, in the New York area about the Dolphins. And Stephen Ross is such a brilliant man. He does a great business deal. And look at, he's done, got the Grand Prix, and he's got tennis, and he's got a beautiful complex right there. But for some reason, he just is not very good at making football decisions. He just doesn't pick the right people. And you know what? But that could change. Because he's got the money to pay for free agency when needed. And, yeah, so anything could happen. Look at the New England Patriots. You know, how long did they stay down? 2 years? 3 years at the most? Yeah. Not very long. And they're right back up on top of the division and looking pretty good. And they have a coach that gets it, an owner that also will pay and will bring in the right people. And no matter what you say in any endeavor, it all starts at top. Whether it's this radio station or an NFL or a major league team or any business, it all starts at top of the decision-making, and that's what happens. And certainly in college football now, we've come down to the last week of the regular season for the Miami Hurricanes. Win, lose, or draw, you know, they're going to go to a bowl. Most likely not going to be in the playoffs, most likely not going to play for the ACC title. But in this day and age, you just can't lose. You just, unless you're Notre Dame. That's probably the only team, or Alabama or Oklahoma. You could all lose three times and still be in the mix. But that being said, you get a win this week, and it's not going to be easy. It's not a given. Believe me, the way they've been playing, you know, it's a roller coaster ride. And especially because Pittsburgh wants this game and they still got an outside chance as well. And hell, you know, this game really is for a better bowl slot is what it is. The winner will get a better bowl slotting. And either you end up at the eating Pop-Tarts or you end up wherever they ship you.
Slaying taxes.
Where?
Slaying taxes in Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the Tax Slayer Bowl. But I always thought, you know what, in two schools that are similar in size, similar in the cities that they're in, a large cities that they don't have their own stadium, that they're always maligned. What about USC and Miami in the Holiday Bowl? That'd be nice. Two teams that are private, two teams that are hovering around the 14, 15,000, two teams that have a lot of stars that come to their games. Both of them play in big time stadiums. You know, one, although did you hear that the UCLA Bruins are moving out of the Rose Bowl? I believe they're going to go to SoFi Stadium. So that in itself is like the Hurricanes moving out of the Orange Bowl, because now the Rose Bowl will be at SoFi Stadium, right? That's where the Rose Bowl game will be, just like the Orange Bowl's at Hard Rock. So, yeah, all in the name of money. And that's the name of the deal, because where else and why else would you have Oregon, Washington, USC, and UCLA in the Big Ten? And I looked at USC's schedule next year. On successive weeks, they play at Penn State, at Rutgers. Come on. You know, I mean, I guess, do you stay and just take your online courses from the hotel? You probably have to, because that's A, expensive, B, it's a wear on everybody. So, yeah, that's everything is transformed college-wise, and that takes us into our high schools. We are now in the region final round in South Florida. Come Friday, you'll have the 1A, 2A, 4A, 5A, 6A, 7A region finals, which takes you one step closer to the state championship game. And that will be decided the week after in the state semifinals. 3A, Miami Central, Miami Northwestern, which a lot of people are saying, hey, that's really the state title game, will be played Saturday evening by itself at Traz Powell Stadium. If that game is not sold out, it's pretty close. It's going to be packed. Everybody wants to be there. Not just fans, but people who have played on Friday night may want to check it out. The two teams that, or the team that may scout them that they'll be playing next, will be there or watch it. That's what it's all about. You have some really, really good matchups this week, and some traditional, some non-traditional, because in 2A, you have Immaculate LaSalle from Miami is hosting an undefeated Miami LaSalle at 11-12-0. They're undefeated. Hosting Cardinal Gibbons, who has been there, done that before with the coaching staff. These players haven't been down that road yet. It's been a while since they won a state title. In 4A, you have defending state champion American Heritage Plantation on the road against one of the real feel-good stories of the year, Archbishop McCarthy. They are a number one seed. 5A, you have a rematch of a district game earlier the year where St. Thomas Aquinas, six-time defending state champions, will play host to MacArthur, who probably is the best story in the state. Two wins last year, 10 this year. Obviously, they're a huge underdogs, but don't tell one of our guests this evening, Coach Robert Ortega, and his team, that they are huge underdogs. But nevertheless, St. Thomas is just a monster. 6A, you have a really good one. Wes Broward, who's been playing extremely well at 9-2, going to Miami Southridge, who still feels a bit snake bitten after last year losing a game on a controversial call that would have sent them to state. So they'll play host to Wes Broward in a game that, if Wes Broward doesn't make mistakes — they've made a lot of mistakes — but if they don't make mistakes, they're right there. They're right there. They got talent. And then 7A, another feel-good story. What about Barbara Goleman? First time in school history that they make the region finals. They're an 8-4 team. I mean, they're not a juggernaut. They're not, they don't send fear into everybody's hearts and minds, but Coach Ariel Cabrera and his Gators are there. They play Miami Palmetto, a team that hasn't been in this situation that much. Maybe a couple of times. But they pretty much can feel it because a win here on Friday, and they've got an opportunity maybe to get to state. They would probably have to play, I think, one of the best teams in the state in DeLand if they beat Lake Mary. DeLand's really good. And then on the other half, you have Vero Beach against Venice has been there. So we're setting you up for some pretty, pretty decent, good football. On our show this evening, on our Thanksgiving show, as we mentioned, about 8:35 or so, Robert Ortega, first-year head coach of his alma mater, MacArthur, will join us. About 8:25 or so, we'll talk to Coach Mike Manasco of Miami Palmetto. His Panthers have played really well. Only loss of the season was to Miami Northwestern. Also to South Ridge earlier in the season as well. About 8:05, Brian Monroe from the Miami, a former Miami Hurricane, and one of the, along with Hollywood Danny Rabinowitz on the pregame show every Miami Hurricane week, will join us. We'll talk about the Hurricanes, what's ahead if they do qualify for the playoffs, or if they don't, we'll kind of get inside Brian's head a little bit. Week from tonight at Hard Rock Stadium, the 2025 Nat Moore Trophy will be awarded. The Final Four have been chosen. Still have time to vote. Mike Cugno from CBS4 will join us. They are the host station for that, and we'll talk to Mike about 7:50. At 7:35, we talk to you about Archbishop McCarthy, first-year head coach Jake Pugh will join us. We'll talk about the Mavericks as they will play host to the defending state champions on Friday. They are the number one seed. In just a few minutes, about 7:25 or so, we'll hook up with Matt DeBuck, who's the head coach at Cardinal Gibbons. So we have a really good Thanksgiving show for you. We hope you stay around. If in any way that you can't listen to the entire show, Trevor Harris will have everything up on WQAM.com. When you check out the top of the page, it says podcast, and we will have that for you as well. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts and how they treat athletes of all levels. Elite pros, active adults, and even youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, our Thanksgiving show starts as we'll talk to Coach Matt DeBuck from Cardinal Gibbons and Coach Jake Pugh from Archbishop McCarthy. Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to South Florida high school sports on FM 104.3 WQAM. Sponsored by the University of Miami Health System Sports Medicine Institute. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsports.com.
Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris taking you up until 9 o'clock this evening. Glad you could be with us on our Thanksgiving show. And it is a lot to be thankful for a lot of football teams in South Florida. One of them are the Cardinal Gibbons Chiefs. And I'll tell you what, this is a program that has won three straight, six out of the last seven. They know their way, especially being a state champion, five, 6 years ago for 3 years. And Coach Matt DeBuck and his staff have done a tremendous job. Obviously, I don't think any of the players were part of it, but you know what? Nevertheless, it's a feeling that you never forget. And this program has made some moves, and they hit the road on Friday to play at undefeated Immaculata LaSalle in Miami, and head coach Matt DeBuck is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and I know that you guys, your mother-in-law will have those turkeys going on Thursday.
Yeah, it's a blessing to still be playing at this time of the year, Larry, and you know, a lot of people forget, you know, the summertime workouts and everything you have to do in order to get to this point. And you had to persevere over a long season through injuries and scheduling. So yeah, we're excited and we'll get to play a team that's undefeated and, you know, take our best shot and, you know, see what happens.
Played five down the stretch. You played some really good football, and obviously beating Miramar, a team that a lot of people kind of forgot that it was a pretty decent team the last couple years. Obviously, last week to get into this game, you beat Killian, another team that I guess if you didn't play them, you wouldn't know that they're much improved, and you had your opportunity. But this is a team, and you guys that have from the beginning of the season, you know, playing Archbishop McCarthy and then bouncing back with three straight wins before that game against Wes Broward, who's still alive, may I add. You know, you look down your schedule with Chaminade and them and certainly a really good Coconut Creek team and a Calvary team that made the playoffs. And obviously Hallandale made their playoffs as well. Talk about this team as the season moved along. It seemed like you guys matured. A lot of the younger players started getting it. A lot of your veteran players stepped up and took that leadership. Talk about the makeup of this team.
You know, I think we were trying to find our way defensively, and I think we're starting to hit our stride. You know, I always referred back to the Coconut Creek game. I thought we played really good on defense that night against a really good team with two really good running backs. And you know, we Wes Broward, we took a step back. You know, we gave up a lot of yards and a lot of points, but we had a lot of points and a lot of yards. So the shootout, you know, we didn't win that shootout where we lost by seven at the end there, and it was tough. But, you know, Archbishop was the same thing. You know, we kind of didn't really know how good they were, and, you know, we had 500 yards of offense that night as well. But, you know, I think our defense is really – really improved over the last 4 weeks, and we're finding guys now that are making plays, and you know, our scheme, we simplified the scheme a little bit, and I think that's helped. And you know, I again a good LaSalle team, you know, 12-0, we'll try to obviously, you know, ruin their season, because being perfect at this point in the season is a huge accomplishment. And you know, I've been the head coach 10 years. This is 100 for me and our organization if we win this one down there. So there's a little bit more motivation to go along with it. Not just the game, but, you know, little sidebars to play for. So, you know, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
No doubt. Matt DeBuck joins us, head coach Cardinal Gibbons. And you talk about senior leadership, especially on the offensive side of the ball. You look at your quarterback, Jaden Torres, obviously one of the top quarterbacks in the state of Florida. Doesn't get the publicity. 34 touchdowns this year, obviously had a tremendous year. And then you look at Gary Hadley Jr., somebody who has picked that team up from a receiving standpoint, obviously from a return standpoint, and as well as special teams. Talk about that senior leadership, because you have a lot of kids that are back, you know, for their senior year, and you have a lot of younger kids too that are learning from them. Talk about the importance of having guys like Alexander Carey and Gary Hadley and obviously Jaden be the leaders of this team throughout the year.
Well, you know, I'll say this about Jaden. He has been under recruited, and I'm pretty shocked. You know, our track record at Gibbons has been putting quarterbacks at the next level, but the transfer portal is really hurt him at this point. So if anybody's listening out there, this kid is a player, great player. He needs the opportunity, and he'll get it. He'll get it. You know, and then yeah. We have Adam Salem, our center. He's back, four-year guy. Landon Martin, four-year guy, middle linebacker, really good player. Alex, you mentioned. Merrick Todich, the list goes on and on. We have two really good young running backs that are really coming into their own. We rushed for 350 yards against Killian. So we're hard to defend at this point. You know, we'll throw it for 350 one week, and last week we ran it for 350. So, you know, when you try to line up and play our offense, you know, pick your poison. And the O-line's playing really good, and we block downfield, and it's important. And our coaching staff on offense and defense is doing a superb job, and our special teams are coming around. So you want to peak at this time, obviously, and I think we are.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, you talk about, you know, Thanksgiving and being together, obviously. How important are these Thanksgiving practices? Because I know for a long time, you guys, that was a ritual for you every year. You know, you had an opportunity, you fed the kids, you had an opportunity to be, you know, together before you send them off to be at home and, you know, spend some time with their families and you spend with yours. How important is that Thursday practice?
Yeah, you know, for so long, for 6 years out of my 10, you know, we were in the playoffs and playing at this time, and both of my sons were playing for me. I won't see my older one this weekend. He plays on Friday as well in New Mexico against San Diego State. Trent just came home to last night. Their season ended at Wagner, so he'll be home. But, you know, those are great memories that you have, and you build new ones, and, you know, you just go out there and take it all in, because, as they say, you know, you never know what's going to happen next. So live in the moment, live in the time, and enjoy it as it comes.
Yeah, no doubt. I know that your family's kind of festive food-wise. What's got to be on the DeBuck plate on Thanksgiving? What's your favorite part of Thanksgiving meal? I know you're not a huge eater, but you do eat. And what's got to be there?
My mother-in-law makes is phenomenal with the cranberry. Excellent. Stuffing, can't beat it. So those are my go-tos. And we end up having turkey for a few days after that. So it's a great time of the year, and we look forward to spending it together and you know, just make sure that we enjoy it all.
Good stuff. Coach, I can't thank you enough. Happy holidays to you and the family. Good luck to Trey on Friday. I think if they win, they go to the Mountain West Championship game, which will be awesome for him.
Yeah, that'd be cool. They play at 1:30 our time, so I'll be able to, on the bus ride down there, listen to it. But it'll be pretty neat if they can pull that off. It's been a magical year out in New Mexico, so.
Yeah, no doubt. Cool. Well, I wish all of you luck. Again, thanks so much. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Pass that on to your family as well.
Thanks, Larry. Take care. Appreciate
good
it.
Good stuff. Anytime. Coach Matt DeBuck, the head coach of Cardinal Gibbons. Listen, they started off the year against a team they didn't really know very well, and they were beaten, and they went and took care of business, and here they are on Thanksgiving week, region final in 2A. Against Miami Immaculata LaSalle. That'll be on Friday evening. that team that they played on opening night, how people didn't understand where Archbishop McCarthy would be at this point as district champions playing on Friday night as a regional host against defending state champion Plantation American Heritage. And I'll tell you what, this is a program that is one of the better stories in South Florida. They've worked extremely hard. The head coach, Jake Pugh, has done a great job with his staff. He is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations. And, you know, talking to Coach DeBuck, and that night you guys played them to open up the 2025 season in the Broward Showcase. If either of you could tell each other, hey, listen, you know what? No matter what happens, if we're both alive for Thanksgiving and playing in that week, we'll take it. Congratulations on being there.
I appreciate that, Larry. It's been a great year for us. And obviously Cardinal Gibbons has had a lot of success too. So congrats to them as well.
This is a program. You haven't made a lot of changes. A lot of these kids have been with you guys since you arrived. They bought in, they went year round. They've done tremendous things in the off season, whether with the team or by themselves at camps or other events. Talk about that, because that's the thing that pays off. And you know, as a longtime coach, that you always instill in your players, if you work hard in May, June, and July, come November and December, you'll still be playing. And that's what you guys probably bought into as you head into this game with a 5-game winning streak. Talk about this program and the makeup of this team.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, hard work is required. Our kids work extremely hard. But I think, you know, this team and our program, we define, you know, what it means to be a team. I think, it's so important that they have a bond, they have a chemistry, that, you know, guys, they go through a program together, whether it's, you know, as freshmen, all the way through senior year. I think that's so important when you're playing a sport like football, right? This is not baseball. It's not an individual sport like wrestling. You know, you got 11 guys working together, and you know, obviously our kids, you know, being together for a while, I think, you know, that's a real important part of why we've had such success this year, because they're a team. They're a group of guys that, you know, care for one another. They're selfless, and at the end of the day, they got a chemistry and a bond that you know, was really special. So it's a great group. It's something that we preach as a program, you know, to be a great teammate. And you know, again, I think it's a reason why we've had a lot of success this year.
Yeah, and not only that, I mean, you look at the schedule that you played. 10 of your 12 teams made the state playoffs. I mean, which is crazy. I mean, to say the least. You know, I mean, that every week you couldn't lay down. I mean, you have 4 teams that you played are still alive and kicking. And you take a look at this makeup of your team, and you have a really good and diverse group of kids, from seniors and a quarterback and Robert Kearns, who's been around the program from the beginning, obviously an outstanding athlete, somebody who wasn't in this position last year, got hurt at the end of the year, to a lot of younger players, to some juniors and just some sophomores. Talk about the makeup of this team, because, you know, when you take a look at, you know, guys like Ja'Cory Highsmith, who we saw a lot during the offseason, and Ja'Cory Watson, players like that, and Damian Grant, who may be diminutive as far as his size, but I'll tell you what, the kid carries a load and does a tremendous job. And then, as I mentioned, you know, you look at the younger guys like Jacoby Williams and Malik Denson. This is a makeup of a team that, you know, not only defines what's happening this year, but there's a lot of talent for the future moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll say this, to say our schedule was competitive is an understatement, right? We've had to go through some real tough battles every week. But I think it's made who we are. And, you know, just to talk about the kids we have on our team, obviously, offensively, you start with Robert. So happy for that kid after what happened to him last year as a junior. You know, all the success he's having this year, couldn't be more happy for him. you know, up front on the offensive line. I mean, we have two seniors on the left side of the line, but, you know, our center's a sophomore, and we have two freshmen playing at right guard and right tackle. You know, obviously Damian Grant's a junior in the backfield, and he's got a senior who, you know, takes a bunch of carries as well with J.J. Alexander. And then, you know, on the perimeter, whatever receivers, we have a lot of kids that, you know, can do some things with the ball in their hands with Kendall Brown, Malik Denson. Jacoby Williams had a, you know, phenomenal game last week against Norland. So on the offensive side of the ball, again, like you said, we have a good mix of some upperclassmen and some underclassmen. And then on defense, you know, up front, we got, you know, some really good kids inside, one senior, one junior, Kevin Campbell and Sam Boatwright. And then we have, obviously, Ja'Cory's a great kid, great player for us. He's really dynamic and can drop him into coverage, can rush the passer. We got two senior linebackers and a junior linebacker that are all solid, solid players. They're smart football guys. They're tough. They do whatever's asked of them. And then in the secondary, we have two really smart safeties and a sophomore corner and a junior corner. So, like I said, I think it's a good mix. You know, it's about upperclassmen that are seniors, that are veterans, that, you know, provide that leadership that you want. You know, but you also have a good mix of some underclassmen that kind of shows promise for the future. So, we're obviously excited where we're at right now, but also moving forward, I think, you know, there's a lot of good things to come with McCarthy.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Jake Pugh joining us, first year head coach at Archbishop McCarthy, but he's been there for a few years. And coach, this game on Friday, it's American Heritage first go around. You beat them 13-10, obviously a great defensive stand, team that started getting healthy over the last couple of weeks, program that, you know, as well as anybody, I mean, they're capable of playing at a high level. Talk about this opponent. I mean, cause you faced them once, you've scouted them, you know, all about them. Talk about what they present to you on Friday.
Yeah, well, obviously they're extremely talented. You know, but honestly, Larry, I think, you know, what I'll say to you is the message that I say to the kids. It's about us. I think if our focus is on us, you know, we're really the only thing that can stop us. You know, we got a great group of kids. I feel really confident in, you know, the game plan that we have, you know, going into Friday night. And, you know, as long as we have a good day tomorrow and a great walkthrough on Thursday before Friday night, you know, again, we feel really confident with us, you know, doing what we need to do and, you know, getting a win. So.
Yeah. Fully understand that. No, I understand that. Switching topics, Thursday, obviously, after you have your walkthrough and, you know, you spend some time with the kids, obviously you're going to have your Thanksgiving dinner. What's got to be on the plate at your household? I mean, what that one or two dishes that you've got to have? I know that you may not be the biggest eater, but on Thanksgiving, you got to kind of indulge. What are they making for you, or what are you making that you got to have on Thursday?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, first of all, I can eat now, Larry. I can eat. I'm going to have a mix of everything. Obviously, you got to have the turkey, the stuffing, the mashed potatoes, the mac and cheese. Nice. You know, just a little bit of everything. You know, I'll probably go back for seconds, thirds, and fall asleep somewhere in the middle of a football game on TV.
Yeah. Good stuff. Yep. Well, I can't thank you enough. We wish you a very happy Thanksgiving to you, your family, your team, and also have the honor of practicing on Thursday, which is something that not a lot of schools in the state are getting an opportunity to do this week. And congratulations on a great start. And we will see you on Friday. And again, thanks so much for taking the time on this Tuesday night.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you Friday.
Good stuff. Coach Jake Pugh, Archbishop McCarthy, they're in a big game on Friday evening. We will be there. We're excited about that matchup, as they will face off at home as a number one seed against the defending state champion, American Heritage Patriots, and should be a good one. If you're in that area, get your tickets. I think it's going to be a really, really crowded event. One of the biggest in school history on the football field. I mean, they were baseball champions multiple times, but football wise, this is a Huge opportunity for this program. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and even youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we wrap up hour number one. We're going to talk Nat Moore Trophy. Mike Cugno from CBS 4 is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for more of the South Florida High School Sports Show on FM 1043 WQAM. Sponsored by the University of Miami Health System Sports Medicine Institute.
All right, Lucy, Trevor Harris, we take you on this Thanksgiving show right up until 9 o'clock. Glad you could be with us. We're talking all types of football, mainly high school and college this evening. Certainly the state playoffs in week three. And a couple of things happening away from football, especially a week from tonight, December 2nd. On CBS 4 will be the Nat Moore Trophy presentation. And I'll tell you what, if you watch that every year, it's big time. Heisman Trophy type of stuff. Top four players every year with their families, their coaches, some athletic directors and administrators all get together over at Hard Rock for a great show. And somebody who's been involved with it from day one, he is the man that was one of the men that put the flag in the proverbial moon. Mike Cugno, CBS 4 anchor, is kind enough to join us this evening. Mike, thanks so much for taking the time. And after all the work that you and Trish Christakis has done getting these kids exposed, we are down to the final four. And the great thing is people still have a few more days to vote for the winner.
Yeah, voting ends November 30th, so go to netmoretrophy.com to do so. Yeah, it's kind of crazy that we're here already. It feels like it was just yesterday. We're kind of revealing our first set of like nominees, which we do during the Dolphin preseason game, which is always fun. So, you know, we get to feature some of these guys on a really big stage well before the season even starts. So, which is really cool. And now we're down to our final four: Calvin Russell from Miami Northwestern, Brandon Kinsey from Central, Derek Cooper, of course, from Chaminade and St. Thomas Aquinas, Justice Fitzpatrick. So we're down to our four. It was tough this year, but we have a really good group of guys that we really like.
No doubt. And just to add to the prestige of this, let me throw out the last three winners: Jeremiah Smith, Reuben Bain, Malachi Tony. Just regular guys who are definitely amongst the best in the country. So you could see how much prestige that this award and what Nat Moore's meant to the community forever. I mean, here's somebody who played his high school football right here at Miami Edison, went to the University of Florida, play basketball a little bit at Dade South, and then eventually did an amazing job for the Miami Dolphins during their glory years. And what this trophy means is a lot more, Mike, and you know this, than just what you do on the football field. But all these recipients and all these nominees have gotten it done off the field as well. They all have different loves in their lives away from football, and we find that out with the great job that Trish has done with her bios. Talk about that, because we're finding out more, and when we convene next Tuesday for this event, we get a chance to see the families, and we get a chance to see the people who were responsible for being, you know, part of where these young men are at right now.
Yeah, you know what? In fact, Larry, we're going to have our Natmore preview special, which is 7 o'clock, or excuse me, noon on Thanksgiving, which is great. So you get to actually hear from them. And the one cool thing that was really cool about shooting that special was seeing all their families came and joined them, which is really nice, because you get to meet the moms, you get to meet the dads, you get to meet the little brothers running around throwing a football and stuff too. And like you mentioned, it's so much more about what you do off on the field. It's also about what you do on the field. It's off of it. You see Malachi Toney today handing out turkeys. And that, you know, watching him last year come up, end up winning the trophy, and you see what he does on Saturdays for the Hurricanes, that also makes you really proud of what's attached to this trophy and what it means, I think, to win it and represent all the things that Nat represents. Because, you know, he's so big with not just the alumni with the Dolphins, but the community stuff. And whenever seems like there's a community event, Nat's not too far behind. So it's really a testament to what he's meant to South Florida. And these guys are just carrying on his legacy.
Yeah, and no doubt. And not only that, you take a look at these four young men who are the best of the best. Eric Cooper is on his way to the University of Texas. Justice Fitzpatrick, the younger brother of Minka Fitzpatrick from the Miami Dolphins, on his way to Georgia. Brandon Kinsey, who a lot of people, you know, didn't know about before this year. Remember, as a junior and sophomore, he was at Immaculata LaSalle, smaller school. He's going to the Big Ten in Purdue, and Calvin Russell, as we know, probably one of the elite two sport athletes, great basketball player, will be going to Syracuse. So you're going to find out that these guys just weren't picked, out of thin air. I mean, these are well-deserving football talents. You take a look at, you know, of all of them are, and this shows you too, as being team players, all of them are still alive as we go to the region finals on Friday and Saturday. Obviously, Northwestern's going up against Central, so yeah. Mr. Russell and Mr. Kinsey get to face off on Saturday, which the game was changed from being just a Friday where it normally, you know, would be, but it would get lost. I mean, a lot of people, you know, in the know think that that game really is the state championship game, and you're playing that in round three, which is kind of a farce, but that's how things go. And then, you know, Chaminade's getting an opportunity to play this Friday as well. And then we know St. Thomas and Justice Fitzpatrick is looking to win his fourth state title as St. Thomas goes for their seventh consecutive. So, I mean, these are not only great young men, but winners. I mean, winners on and off the field, and certainly have an opportunity. Again, let everybody know where they can go to vote, because the voting is open for another 5 days. Let them know.
NatmoreTrophy.com. Voting ends November 30th. And Blue, to your point about all these guys and all the schools, man, I think, you know, obviously Chaminade's had a lot of recent success, but if you think of South Florida football, if you think about Miami Northwestern, Central, St. Thomas Aquinas, I mean, these are the programs. Chaminade now, I mean, the way they've been winning lately, this feels like when you're filling out your March Madness bracket and all the one seeds, the Dukes, the North Carolinas, you know, all those guys make it to your Final Four. That's how this group feels, and it's going to be really close.
No doubt. I know that you're a healthy eater, and I know that you don't cheat a lot. I listen when you talk to Hawk and the boys, like from Spain, you wouldn't go get a McRib. I don't know why. I mean, why in Spain would you go get a McRib? But what are you having on Thursday? What's the family that you say to yourself, I can't wait to eat?
I stick to the basics, right? But the sweet potato pie is kind of casserole is my thing. So that's the sweet tooth kicking in right there. But now I stick to the basics. Turkey, a little gravy, mashed potatoes, some veg, and then we'll top it off with the sweet potato. So that's about it. I know it's not exciting, but that's just how I roll.
Listen, I love it. Mike, I can't thank you enough. You've been great through all this. Can't wait to see you guys on Tuesday. And thanks once again for doing what you guys did. Awesome job. And also to Leo and to Nat for all the work that they put in. Have a great holiday, and we'll see you on Tuesday.
You too, Larry. All the best. Thanks, man.
Good stuff. Mike Cugno from CBS4, the Nat Moore Trophy, will be on display next week. That wraps up hour number one. Please do not go away. We have three more guests on this Thanksgiving show, South Florida High School Sports.
Time for the South Florida High School Sports Show
on FM 104.3 WQAM.
Florida's most in-depth coverage of high school sports.
Sponsored by UHealth, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute's physicians deliver the precision of academic medicine to every pro, adult, and youth athlete. For your best recovery, go with pro-level expert care. Recover your game at uhealthsports.com.
Welcome back to hour number two. Larry Bluestein along with Trevor Harris taking you up until 9 o'clock this evening on our Thanksgiving show. And we're glad you could be a part of it. If you missed anything in the first hour or plan to step out maybe a little bit towards the end of our second hour, just go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast, and there we are. You could relive any of our shows from months and months or years back. As Trevor Harris is doing a great job of putting those up for you and kind of giving you a podcast. And if maybe you miss a few things this evening, maybe tomorrow morning, maybe while you're taking a run or so or at the gym, you can plug in and check out everything that we've had. We talked a little high school football in the first hour with head coach Matt DeBuck from Cardinal Gibbons. Also, coach Jake Pugh, the head coach at Archbishop McCarthy, the number one seed. In that region, who will take on again American Heritage Plantation, defending state champions. And then we touch base with Mike Cugno. Nat Moore Trophy will be awarded a week from tonight, and we will be on hand for that as well. One of the big things as we turn to college football will be this weekend. Still a lot of things up in the air as we have the final week before the conference championship games. There's going to be playoff implications. There's going to be conference implications. And for the University of Miami, who's been pretty much in the center of the bullseye over the last couple of weeks while talking about games that they shouldn't have lost, and perhaps can they get back in it, and they beat Notre Dame, and why is Notre Dame ahead and such. And somebody who tackles that on a daily basis, because he played at the University of Miami. He's part of the broadcast as the pregame show co-host. Brian Monroe is kind enough to open up hour number two with us. Brian, thanks so much for taking the time. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. And I know that you are ready for some football, my friend, on Saturday at noon.
Appreciate it, Blue. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family as well. And absolutely, I mean, this is it. This is make or break your season. You win, you get a chance to potentially be in the CFP to see what happens in front of you. And maybe this committee has some sense in them, but we never know with them.
How does this play out? Because, you know, obviously, while everybody's talking about, Notre Dame, if they played Miami today, this and that. But, you know, if Miami played LSU and SMU, I mean, Louisville and SMU, they'd probably beat them. So, you know, everybody can make an argument either way. And as you said, just win, see what happens. And I think this game means so much and more than you know, just playoff or conference implications. But I think the winner of this game will get a better bowl game in the end if neither does make the playoffs. Talk about what you expect this week, because Miami's played good. You know, great at times, no, but they played competitive football. They went on the road. And remember this, and people don't realize, Miami gets everybody's best, and they always have. Even when Miami wasn't the greatest of greats, Miami's got that New York Yankee logo on, you know, from that what they accomplished in the 80s and the 90s and the early 2000s, that if you play Miami and you beat them, that's like a badge of honor. Talk about what you expect this week.
I expect this team to take the next step, right? If you look at the offense, I think especially Carson Beck not getting the reps in spring and summer because of the arm and not really having a lot of time to work with his guys is starting to really get in a groove. And you heard Coach Dawson say after the SMU game, he seemed to click with him. And obviously he has, right? He's 80% passing completion since that game, 857 yards, 8 touchdowns and 0 interceptions. So I think it starts with him. He's getting comfortable. He trusts his guys out there. You see the playbook has opened up. Malachi Toney's getting moved all around. He's in the backfield in 22 and 12 personality. He's a quarterback. He's in the slot. He's outside. And you're getting your guys back healthy, right? So C.J. Daniels is getting back into the mix. Mark Fletcher is getting back into the mix in offense. So that bodes well for them. Now, obviously, on defense, they have been playing out of their mind leading up to the Virginia Tech game being number one, obviously, in run defense. And having one of their worst games when it came to run defense and tackling. But I think Heatherman nailed it when he said that a lot of our guys tried to go for kill shots and not wrap up. Well, you better wrap up this week because Pittsburgh has two dynamic running backs in the backfield and they'll be running all over. But I think it's good for them that they had that to watch on film and been able to say that, okay, listen, this is what we did wrong. Let's get back to the basics. Let's play our football and really go up there and dominate. Because I think it's going to be, you know, we always say this in football, the line of scrimmage is where you're won. But I truly believe that this team will go up there and dominate the line of scrimmage because they haven't been like the Pret Narduzzi teams in the past where their defensive line are going crazy left and right and their offensive lines are nasty. Their offensive line isn't great, and they've given up 7 sacks and 6 sacks in multiple games. Their left tackle is a little bit of a liability. I expect our two guys in Mesidor and Bain to feast.
You take a look at this team and, you know, for what, first 7 games of the year, they were just, you know, they were basic offense, you know, run tackle to tackle. You see a wide receiver open, we get him. Malachi Toney's going to get 70% of the looks. Now, over the last 3-4 weeks, we have a tight end running the ball. We have an offensive lineman catching the ball. We have a speedy freshman getting outside. We have all these different looks, a quarterback catching a touchdown. What has gotten into this team, or is it just people are finding out that, hey, listen, we've got these young men, let's use them, let's utilize the talent? Talk about that, because I know in the first 5-6 games, we never saw all this innovation on offense. We never saw the halfback pass. We never saw the Mauanoa catching a ball in the backfield and going in for a touchdown. We never saw Elijah Lofton carrying the ball out of the backfield. What's kind of gotten into this team, or is it just one of those things that they're opening up the playbook a little bit?
Well, think about it like this, right? Look at the guys that are making, you know, big-time impacts, right? Malachi Toney, 17 years old when he started the season, freshman. Now you have Gerard Pringle, who is that back that we thought, you know, Lau would be, but injuries caught up to him. Was Pringle ready to understand the playbook, and was he, let's say, mature enough to pick up pass pro, because that's all anybody really cares about when it comes to running back? I think when you look at some of the guys that are making big impact plays, they're young. So they might not be potentially ready for that type of playbook and understand it. And I think if you look back at most of the games, you know, your Bethune game, you really don't have to open up the playbook. South Florida, you won 19-12, you really don't have to open up the playbook. Florida, we ran the ball down the throat and it was raining, so we really didn't open up the playbook. Then you get into the Florida State game, we run the flea flicker, and we do a lot of RPOs and we hit it big. So if you start to see in game 5, maybe the guys are understanding this offense a little bit different and Dawson's trusting the guys a little bit more to say that, okay, if I run this offense, they're going to be able to implement it. I just think it has to do a lot of times with young guys being able to be trustworthy that if I run this play, you're going to be in your spot and be there on time, because we saw it before in the early in the year. You know, Josh Moore ran the
wrong route, I believe, against Louisville. And then Pringle's young. Yeah, like Pringle, a lot of times when these 18-year-old kids come in, can't pass pro. So if I put you in third down, are you going to understand where the blitz is coming from, and can you pick up that blitz? You always want to see at the end of the year three, four, five freshmen that it clicks and start making that impact. And I think we have that, right? Because you got Josh Moore, you got Malachi Toney, and you got Pringle on offense. You flip it. Fitzgerald's been balling on defense, and you see some of the younger guys on the linebacker and the special teams making plays as well as Dante Simpson on the defensive line.
You tell, as we're speaking with Brian Monroe, who does a tremendous job on the pregame with Danny Rabinowitz. You take a look at this program, and you know, we talk about this all the time, and I think we talked about this on pregame, that the difference between Miami, yeah, they get their portal kids, and they've done tremendously well in the secondary and other places, but they've recruited well, Brian, and that's the thing, too. They've got the number 10 class, maybe 9 class for 2026, with just studs all over the place, just an amazing amount of defensive backs coming in. So they've been able to take, as you mentioned, some of these freshmen who at other schools may not be able to get to the field and implement them with some of the kids that they brought in from the portal, and have shown with the offensive line, with playmaking quarterback like Beck has been, and on defense where they've just hit gold with the portal there. Talk about that, because Miami's been able to balance their team and their roster by using the recruiting class and also using the portal kids.
Well, we knew as soon as Mario was hired, the one thing that was going to change is the recruiting at University of Miami. I mean, it doesn't matter where Coach Cristobal has went. He's been an outstanding recruiter. If you look back, even the time that I played at Miami, when he was our offensive line coach, he got the number one tackle in America, Reggie Youngblood, to commit to us. When he went to Alabama, he was, you know, continuously being the recruiter of the year. When he went to FIU, he got guys like T.Y. Hilton, I believe took them to their first bowl game and won. When he went to Rutgers, he was able to recruit there. And then when he went to Oregon, obviously he won multiple Pac-12 championships and Rose Bowls. One thing about Cristobal is that he's always going to win the recruiting game because of the type of guy he is. He's a genuine, straightforward dude, and he's a tireless recruiter. So there wasn't anything I was worried about with that. You just know with him that he's going to know, understand how to build relationships. Moms and dads are going to trust him, and dudes are going to want to play for him. And again, this could be a back-to-back top 10 class. And then we've already seen what we've done in the transfer portal. They'll be able to see what they need after they get their class in and go pluck the mature guys, the leaders, some of those impact dudes like they did this year to add to that recruiting class.
No doubt. Brian Monroe joins us as I coughed. The one thing I was going to ask you before I let you go, and I want to get into a little bit of Thanksgiving with you, but what about the job that Carter Davis has done? He's missed 2 field goals. This is a guy that kicks, 75 to 80% of his balls, maybe even more, through the end zone. It was a question mark before the year. Hey, we're losing Borregales, who's probably one of the best, if not the best kicker that's ever been at Miami. And we don't know what, but talk about Carter Davis. I think he's really done a great job.
Well, it's kind of surprising, right? Because obviously you went and got Bert Auburn as well, kicker from Texas, who at one point when he was there led the country in field goals made. And then you had a guy that I believe was something the likes of 4 of 11 at FAU. So I thought like anybody else, okay, Bert Auburn, the kid's going to win it just because he's got, you know, the history with him himself, and he's been done it before. And, you know, when you got to practice and you listened to the ball, it was a little different with Carter Davis. Like, it sounded a little bit different coming off his leg. And then I was told he literally didn't miss in training camp. And, you know, when you don't miss, it's hard to beat a guy. And you know what? He proved everybody wrong. I think the biggest thing for me was that Notre Dame game on that 40-some yard field goal. I couldn't look, put my head between my legs. And I said, please just let me be the Borregales brothers and not like the guys before him. Just come on. And then he smashed it. And I think when you make a kick like that in the first game of the year against Notre Dame, it takes away all that nerves from you and just go and do your thing.
Yeah, I agree. Thursday's going to be big time for everybody. What's Brian Monroe eating over at the household? You get together with family, do you get together with friends, and what's got to be that must food that you got to eat?
Yeah, I head up to my mom's to go see her, and we go to our family friend's place. I would say my must is stuffing or dressing, as some call it. I need that, and then one of my friend's dad makes this Bahamian rice that has to be on my plate. I'm more of a sides guy, eat turkey all the time. I'd rather go for the ham, and maybe we put some lobsters on the grill as well.
Look at you. Brian, I can't thank you enough. Happy Thanksgiving to you, your family, and we will talk to you on Saturday morning for the pregame.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving. I'll talk to you guys soon.
You too. Brian Monroe, former University of Miami standout football player, also does a great job with Danny Hollywood Rabinowitz on the pregame, which will begin at 8 o'clock, bright and early this Saturday morning. And our boy Trevor Harris will be front and center, I'm sure, as Greep will be out at some concert somewhere as well. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, whether it's elite pros, active adults, and hey, you youth athletes. How about that? Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we'll talk a little high school football. On deck, Coach Mike Manasco from Miami Palmetto and Coach Robert Ortega from MacArthur coming up next.
Let's get back to South Florida high school sports on FM 104.3 WQAM. Sponsored by the University of Miami Health System Sports Medicine Institute. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsports.com.
Christine, Trevor Harris, we take you up until 9 o'clock. Thank you so much for joining our Thanksgiving show as we are on the eve of some really good football in South Florida on Friday. And then, as we said, on Saturday, it will be Northwestern and Miami Central. One of the teams that is enjoying Thanksgiving practice for the first time in a few years, Miami Palmetto, the Panthers, not only wrapped up the district, but they had a heck of a year, both offensively and defensively. Only two losses throughout the season, obviously to Southridge, which was a really good team, a game that they fell behind early, and then to Miami Northwestern, one of the best teams in the country. But they are on a roll, winning four straight as they will host region play on Friday at 6 o'clock. And they will be playing Barbara Goldman, a program that is reaching this plateau for the first time in school history. Coach Mike Manasco and his Panthers have, from start to finish, been on top in every game and played a tremendously competitive schedule this year. And he is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. And congratulations on reaching a Thanksgiving Day practice.
Yeah, that's the goal. And happy Thanksgiving to you. And thanks for having me on.
This is a big thing for you. And you and I talked at the beginning. Actually, we talked when you guys played Miramar in the spring. And I kind of walked away figuring and telling everybody, wait a minute. Palmetto's going to be pretty damn good this year. I mean, they look like they have some really good talent. They're big up front. They're defensively good. They got a few new kids that came in that are going to make a difference. And lo and behold, right off the bat, obviously the Southridge game was tough. You fell behind early, try to come back. But then you beat Columbus for the first of two times. And the season kind of moved along extremely well for you. Obviously, the Northwestern game was more of a learning experience trying to go up against a monumental defense, but you hung tough with them for nearly four quarters. Talk about this year, because this has got to be exciting for you, because this has been a couple-year build for you and a lot of these seniors on this team.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is going back just to the beginning of the year, and you know, we had all that bad weather, so we kept getting delayed and delayed and delayed. And then we come out and, you know, just I think, you know, the Southridge thing was kind of a good thing. You know, it kind of woke us up and kind of, you know, made our kids realize, hey, man, we're not going to win anything off of hype and talking and a lot of the things that unfortunately our games turned into, right? But I think that we got back to work, and, you know, obviously the Northwestern game was just it was more of a, you know, for three quarters, we gave them everything they wanted. And, you know, we just kind of ran out of gas there. And, you know, offensively, we could seemed like we could move it between the 30s with no problem. But once we got into the red zone, fringe red zone, it was kind of tough for us. But lately, the last few games, I'm really proud of the consistency our offense has shown. I just feel like we still haven't played that perfect game yet with offense, defense, where they were all clicking at the same time. We played well last week. We just penalties kind of killed us on some drives that uncharacteristic of us that we've got to get back to cleaning up. And I think that's what we've done this week.
Offensively, you kind of struck gold with a few players like Cornelius Miller, a kid that I think is one of the real under the radar type of players. And then the kid, Aiden Butler, who one of the top backs, Brandon Howard, who had an excellent game defensively throughout the year. And then a quarterback that actually came over kind of to be an athlete. Last year for you, and Andre Bailey, and has proven to be a pretty decent and reliable quarterback over 2 years. Talk about some of those playmakers.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a bunch, and going back to what you said as far as under-recruited, underrated, I mean, just the climate of college football and the transfer portal, a lot of these kids are unfortunately getting overlooked. That's another bonus of keeping on winning so people can see them more. But no, I mean, on offense, we run through Andre Bailey, our quarterback. He's tremendous with throwing the ball in and obviously his feet. We have two really, really solid backs. Unfortunately, our senior back's been battling injuries all year. We're hoping to get him back this week. But Aiden Butler's kind of taken the reins and really, really ran with it. Very special player. And then obviously we've got some receivers. We've got quite a few, as you mentioned, C.J. Miller. We have Caden Howard, Willie Wilson, Sam Althaus, Robert Richardson. We got a lot of guys that can go do it. That's good. It's good to have. And then obviously, our line is probably got the most experience that we've had in a long time up front. And, we're not smaller than anybody, that's for sure. So, I mean, we've got some guys up front that can really move people. Anthony Brown, Matt Marsh, Lucas Martinez are three seniors that have just been playing, really, really good football. And then obviously Rashad Fuller is a young kid, but arguably one of our most talented kids. He's our left tackle.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, and that's the one thing I noticed during the spring. And I said to you when I saw you a couple of times during the offseason, I said your line is really good. And you said they worked hard. And a lot of those kids went to a lot of events that I saw. A lot of different camps, a lot of different instructional events. You're one of those guys, and I know that you believe that what you put in May, June, July pays off right now, and it certainly has for you. Talk about that and what you guys did, during the offseason that got you to this point.
Yeah, I think if you're in the business of building a football program and not a football team, everything starts in January, all the way until spring, and then the summer is limited, so you really got to crank it up. We always talk about just getting bigger and faster from January to May, and then in the summer, just getting in shape. But I think if you build a program, and I really feel like we put out a good blueprint, you just have to be consistent with the kids, and we don't have a big coaching changeover ever. We've got the same guys that have been with me. I mean, I'm so blessed to have the men that I have in our program, not only great role models for the kids, but guys that just come in day to day and work their tails off. I think you need that. Obviously, we win in the weight room. I tell the kids all the time in January and February, that's when we win these games, right? These games that matter in November and December are won back in January and February by you showing up and being accountable and, working your butt off. And I feel like, sometimes we get a bad rap for how hard we are on our kids or how consistent we want to be and not flashy. But, that flashy stuff isn't for Miami Palmetto, unfortunately.
Yeah, no doubt. Mike Manasco is the head coach at Palmetto. He's kind enough to join us. Barbara Goldman, Ariel's done a great job, no doubt. I mean, there's a program that obviously by all rights shouldn't even win games. I mean, they're an undersized team in a lot of ways. They're not as fast as a lot of people, but they are well coached and they win games. And certainly they're here just like you are. And obviously you respect them and what they've been able to do so far. Obviously, maybe the path hasn't been as tough for them, but as you know, and you've been in this situation before as an underdog, that you show up, you put your uniform on and you do your best, and I know that's what's going to happen 6 o'clock on Friday. Before I let you go, I know that your family's close. You guys have a great Thanksgiving. What's got to be on your table on Thursday? I know your wife is your wife the cook? Is she the cook?
Yeah, it depends on who you ask. I'll probably smoke a turkey, and she makes some great green bean casserole and mac and cheese and mashed potatoes and all those things. But hey, before I go, you know, I was the head coach at Westland Hialeah for 5 years.
Yes.
Ariel and I had our battles at Goldman, and he's a tremendous coach. He's a friend of mine. We've already spoken, obviously, about what it would be like to play in the playoffs and all that stuff. But what he's done at Goldman, I mean, you talk about building a program and being consistent. Everything that we try to be at Palmetto, Ariel's doing there. I can't. I just take my hat off to him. It's going to be a battle. You know, he's going to have his kids ready to go. But I mean, you know, back in the day, he was at Goldman. I was at Westland. Jube from Central was at Miami Springs as the defense coordinator with Bethune. I mean, we had a lot of good coaches in that little area, just battling it out, man, teaching kids how to play football. And I always look back on those days, and I know that it put me where I am now. And
nice.
Like I said, I'm super proud of Ariel, man, and just that entire program and all the guys that are there battling their butts off, because I know exactly where that comes from and what that's about. And I'm super excited to see those guys on Friday night.
No doubt. And that's nice of you to say, and it's kind and it's true. And I agree with you. And again, have a great holiday. Tell your wife that I said a happy Thanksgiving, and we will see you guys soon.
I will, Blue. Appreciate you, man.
Good stuff. Coach Mike Manasco, head coach at Miami Palmetto. They're in action 6:00 Tropical Park against Barbara Goldman. Yeah, no, I wasn't sliding Ariel. I had him on last week and we talked, and I know how much he's done as well. Speaking about doing well, how about winning 2 games last year, then taking over your alma mater and being 10-2 in the region finals? And that's up this Friday as MacArthur will play St. Thomas for the second time this year. And Robert Ortega and his staff have done an amazing job. And he's kind enough to join us on this Thanksgiving show. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Happy Thanksgiving. And wow, I know that you and I about 3 or 4 years ago were talking, and I said to you, what have you ever took over MacArthur? And you said to me, I don't know. You know, it's different times now. And then last year you said to me, and I still remember, you said, you know what? I think I'm going to do it. And you did it, and you haven't stopped, and I got to congratulate you on just – I know the job's not finished, but heading into Fort Lauderdale on Friday night at 10-2, you got to pinch yourself a little bit.
Oh, absolutely, man. I'm smiling as you're speaking because, you spoke it into existence, and excited, absolutely. I mean, it's very fulfilling. It's very fulfilling to believe that, you know, all the hard work, and when you're doing it for yourself and your own kids, and you know, like I said, we're not even supposed to be here, you know, and nobody believes that we could have been doing what we're doing, and you know, 2-8 team, and then you're telling parents, I promise you, we're gonna be different, and then you know, living off your word, you know what I mean, and speaking positive, and the kids buying in, and you see what's going on right now, man, we're looking really good.
Yeah, no, you are. And you guys have come together as a team. There's a lot of younger kids on the team. There's a lot of veteran players on the team. But I just look back at the first event that I saw you at the school, and you were worried more about growing back the hedges than you were anything else. You go, oh, we got to have tradition back. Because when you played and you had Brian McFadden, and then they've had Eric Redd and so many great players throughout the years that have come through that program. And certainly there was so much tradition back in the day. And you knew when you headed into MacArthur Stadium that you had those big hedges along the sidelines. And you kind of made that a battle cry this year on the back of your jerseys, you know, in between the hedges. And you kind of brought back what MacArthur football that you knew. And obviously that's something that a lot of alumni have kind of played off of. Talk about that, because I think that's huge that you have such an alumni base of people who went there in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, into the 2000s that are rallying around this program now. I mean, it's, you know, a lot of schools, coach, don't have that. And you guys have found a way to kind of get, you know, kind of get the, you know, the past a little bit caught up with the present. Talk about how that feels.
Oh, man, that right there is like mind-blowing, because I didn't know if people even cared at the school no more. You know what I mean? Because times have changed so much. But then you look, we played Martin County, which is Port St. Lucie. There was literally like 200 fans that live up there that were MacArthur alumni. And I was like, wow. We live up here, want to support. I was like, that was cool. Like, whoa, this is cool, man. This is different. You know what I mean? I know our alumni is strong, but again, we've been quiet. So now that they're all coming back around, they're all talking about coming to this game on Friday. It's very exciting. It's pretty cool. It's cool, man. We got history in the making that could happen on Friday. So, you know, they're all supporting it, and, you know, it's going to be a big one.
Yeah. And you got some players. I mean, you got some, obviously, in Kenson Luis, so you have and your son Robert Jr. You got seniors that show a lot of leadership, but you also have underclassmen like Javion Francois and Kamarian Young and players like that. Samaj Flowers, really young, Jakari Johnson. You've kind of mixed a lot of veteran players in with a lot of younger players and have kind of rolled the dice and done well. Talk about the team, you know, the makeup of this team.
Well, I will tell you that was the biggest thing is we needed veterans that knew how to win, that knew how to keep the younger guys together. And we also needed younger guys to push them. It's a goodie. I'll tell you like this. In spring, a lot of colleges came by. They were all shocked about the intensity of practice. And I told them we were having scuffles going on here and there. And I was telling my coaches, like, this is not normal. This is a good. Because it never got to the locker room. They would argue and push each other. But in the locker room, it was a family. Things that we did, team bonding stuff, but they did it naturally. Like, they did it. We didn't tell them, hey, that's your brother. Hey, you got – they just became brothers naturally. So that right there is a blessing from God, because, you know, when you put new kids together that might have played youth football together, but they're growing up and they've gotten changed so much in their lives, you know what I mean, and they become one. And they became one, and they're really tight, man. When one of their kids or is running late, or is they hold them accountable. If they miss a practice, they hold them accountable. So it's not just coming to us, it's them. So that's big. That's been the biggest reason why we're a pretty good team as we are right now.
Yeah, no doubt. And obviously that a lot of people have come together, and certainly going into this game, you already know St. Thomas first time around, it was close for a half plus. And then obviously a lot of your youth showed, but you guys grown up since then, and obviously you're going there, and obviously you respect what Coach Harriet and that program's done, six-time defending state champion, but in no way will you guys be intimidated. I know that. I know you guys are going out there, you're going to give it your best, and, you know, roll that dice, and certainly you guys are looking forward to it. I know your administration is, your fan base is as well. And I always leave the last question on Thanksgiving. And you are probably the best to ask this, because you're like Chef Tell in the kitchen. I mean, you're the guy that cooks everything. And I suspect you'll be the guy that will have 90 people over on Thursday, and you'll be cooking all day because that's you. What are you making, and what's your favorite thing to make for Thanksgiving?
So believe it or not, my new girlfriend, she's a big chef, big time. So I don't have to do much this year. I'm just going to make the yams. Yep, I'm making the yams, the collard greens. And my favorite thing that I do every year, I smoke a jerk turkey, which I cleaned it today. I'll season it tomorrow. It'll be sitting 24 hours in a marinade, and we're going to smoke it first thing in the morning before I do practice on Thursday. So, yeah, we're going to have a lot of food here, for sure, for sure. You know, my house is going to be all the kids in the team like, coach.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah.
Are we going to come? I'm like, oh, here you go. So, it's going to be a fun day. Like you said, I heard you ask Mike, it's a blessing to be practicing on Thanksgiving Day. We were fortunate at Western to do that. And to be able to still do it, we're changing it up. Respect, I've seen other teams do it. They potluck in the morning with the parents and the kids. We're doing that this Thursday. So, you know, building the team bonding with the parents, the kids, and and they don't know how blessed they are to be practicing on Thanksgiving. It's a blessing.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. And not only that, you have an opportunity, you know, to spend with some people that you really care about and guys that you've been going to war with, your coaching staff as well. You guys have done a tremendous job. You did the right thing, man. You did the right thing by coming back. You know, they say you can't come home, but I think you kind of you dispelled that and certainly proud of what
timing.
You've done.
I appreciate it. Timing was everything, and it was the right time. And I remember I used to get mad about not being the head coach earlier, and I told everybody, you know, maybe, you know, God don't make no mistakes, and I just felt like, you know, his timing is perfect. It's perfect.
No doubt. Coach, I can't thank you enough for joining our show. Best of luck. You know, we'll be catching up with you plenty. And just want to remind you that that little spring scrimmage that you had kind of like was a springboard, not only – for Palmetto who did real well in your thing, but I have a feeling that there's another team that showed up there that only got to play a half that could be a team that could be in the state championship this year, and that's Sarasota Booker. Just you heard it from me, because I'm telling you, that's a team that this year really woke a lot of people up, and most likely in the state semifinals, they'll go up and play Jacksonville Reigns. And I think Reigns is gonna be in for a little bit of awakening, because that's a pretty good team. So just got to let you know that
your
spring thing kind of was a springboard for a few teams. And again, Coach, have a great holiday and best of luck on Friday.
Later, buddy. Thank you guys so much.
Good stuff. Coach Robert Ortega. MacArthur, first-year head coach, going back to his alma mater and doing some outstanding things. And he has, obviously. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. We'll take this time out. We'll come back and close things up for a Tuesday.
Time for more of the South Florida High School Sports Show. On FM 104.3 WQAM, sponsored by the University of Miami Health System Sports Medicine Institute.
Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, back to wrap things up on a Tuesday Thanksgiving show. And great show. Everybody took part this evening from the beginning with Matt DeBuck, the head coach from Cardinal Gibbons, and also Jake Pugh from Archbishop McCarthy took time to join us. Mike Cugno from CBS4. We talked a little bit about the Nat Moore Trophy, which will be given out a week from tonight on CBS4. You'll be able to catch that. And always a good time. I talked a little bit Hurricane football, Brian Monroe, Mike Manasco, the head coach from Miami Palmetto, and Robert Ortega from MacArthur High School in Hollywood, who will be playing for the second time this year against St. Thomas Aquinas. These are region final rounds when we convene next Thursday for about an hour between 6 and 7. We'll be able to let you know for sure, which teams will be headed to Pitbull Stadium the following week, the 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th. Hopefully we'll have a lot of at least 4 or 5 local teams that we'll be able to serve up to you in that championship game or those championship games as well. We once again thank you and wish you a very happy Thanksgiving, very safe Thanksgiving. I hope that you have time to spend with your family, your friends, those people close to you, and enjoy some great food and enjoy some great football. Trevor Harris, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you. We will convene again next week, and we'll continue to do this, something that we all love. For those of you listen, thank you so much. If you have an opportunity to catch up a little bit, you just go to WQAM.com, go to the top of the page where it says podcast. Trevor Harris put all the interviews up from this evening. And we thank you very much. Have a great, safe week. We'll see you next Thursday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.